Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Hello, everybody. This is Nora. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“抽奖”两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利了。很多奖品花钱也买不到。
Yeah.We have carefully picked out these materials. They are very, very good for learning English. If you can persist in reading one book, you will surely be able to speak English at a higher level. So go to the WeChat official account for the lottery right now. Good luck to all of you.
Hey, Colin, have you ever heard of Zhang Guimei?
Yeah. I read reports about her. Well, she is someone we should all look up to.
是的。张桂梅张校长相信很多人对这个名字和他的事迹在这个夏天应该是不陌生了。13年来呢，他将1954名女孩送出了大山。
Yeah, and the 64-year-old teacher was presented with the July 1st medal recently, right?
没错 ,be presented with, 这个表达呢就可以表示被授予奖项，通常是用在非常正式的颁奖仪式上。那最近张校长呢就在人民大会堂被庄严授予了七一勋章。The medal is well deserved.
For sure. Her school is probably the first and only one of its kind in the whole country, right?
没错。不过你知道为什么这所学校是 the first and the only 吗？
Well, as far as I know, it's the first girls' public school in the nation that does not charge tuition fees.
对。这是一点啊，就是这所学校呢是全国第一所免费的女子高中。那么 charge 这个单词做动词呢，意思就是指的收费。Tuition fees 可以指学费。但其实除了我们刚刚讲的这点之外呢，这所学校独一无二的原因还因为它的高录取率。
It's a high university admission rate. The percentage of graduates who enter university.
Exactly.And last year, it ranked first among all high schools in Lijiang.
Wow, this is really a hard-won result. I know many students in the school at first had a poor academic record.
是的，因为他们没有入学的录取线，然后又在山区嘛，当地的小孩其实之前的基础真的非常差，所以我们会把这种叫做 a hard-won result, 是一个来之不易的成果。And for her spirit, I think I learned a lot as a teacher, an educator.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so why don't we introduce her stories more in today's podcast?
Sure. 那我们今天的内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记。欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“奋斗”两个字，来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Okay, so Nora, I have a question.
Yeah?
Why did she decide to build up a free female school?
其实这个是因为她在教书的时候发现班里的女孩本身就不多，总有女孩读着读着就不见了，然后很多女孩十几岁就嫁人了，还有的就是因为要去工作挣钱给兄弟读书。You know, many girls in the region, especially from poor families, have little chance of getting education.
Yeah, I see. I'm quite familiar with this kind of story.When I came to China 18 years ago, many of my students were in the same position. Those girls told me that they had to drop out of school to provide for the family.
是的，像这样子的情况，就是辍学的学生在过去真的非常多。那说到辍学，我们的英文表达就是 drop out of school。我觉得呢，其实还是主要是因为当时的这个重男轻女的观念在作祟，所以女孩辍学的就格外多。They don't think girls need education at that time.
Yeah, it's a traditional notion of male superiority makes them face unequal access to education.
是的，那 superiority 意思就是优越 ，male superiority 就可以指男尊女卑、重男轻女。后面的 access， 那做名词就是可以表机会 ，have access to something， 其实就指的有机会做某件事情，或者是接触到某件事情。They have the opportunity.
Right. We use this phrase quite often. Like, people in the past didn't have access to a computer or a phone. So unequal access to education means that girls may not have the chance to go to schools, but boys do.
是的，就是这种教育机会的不平等。 所以呢，张校长才建立了这所学校。然后他就一直抱着一种信念 To educate a girl is to change the destiny of 3 generations. 培养一个女孩最少可以影响三代人。
Absolutely. Education helps to break the circle of poverty.
那这里也有一个表达 break the circle of poverty.指的就是打破穷的这个恶性循环，这个魔咒。
Yeah, you know, things might have been different if they hadn't been in dire poverty.
Dire poverty, how do you spell it?
Dire, D-I-R-E. It means very serious. So, dire poverty means that they were extremely poor.
意思就是极度的。Dire poverty 就是这个赤贫。So...Can I say I'm in dire need of your help?
Yeah, that means you need my help very much. Well, it's a formal word compared to extremely.
Okay, I see. 那回到我们的张校长，他所在的这个大山就是这样一个极度贫穷的地方。为了建起这座学校呢，他曾四处筹款，他也一次次的翻山越岭，挨家挨户的做工作，甚至是在身患重疾的时候也不曾抛弃他的学生。She really showed us what a sense of responsibility means.
Yeah, a strong sense of responsibility. This means that she feels educating those kids is her duty, something she is expected to do or she must do.
That's right. 那 a sense of responsibility, 这个表达呢就是指责任感。我们在说中文的时候啊，说到什么样的感觉，通常就会用到这样一个表达 a sense of something.
Yeah.Like a sense of humor, a sense of loss, a sense of justice.
那其实呢，我们除了可以学到责任感之外啊，我觉得还有一个很重要的品质就是奉献。他做的这些事情其实都是 selfless acts.
Well, selfless devotion.
Yeah.
She's devoted to girls' education in the mountains.
是的。Devoted, 在做形容词的时候呢，就是指奉献的，致力于，名词形式就是 devotion, 奉献。
Yeah, in fact, education is not just about funds and infrastructure, but also about devotion and continuous efforts by educators such as Zhang.
真正其实教育的进步啊，不仅仅是这些基础设施，也包括了教育者们的奉献还有不断努力。然后呢，其实我对华培女子高级中学的这所学校的口号啊，印象也非常深。
A slogan of her school? Okay, what is it?
我在网上呢，也找到了部分网友翻译的英文版。How about us reading together as the ending of our podcast?
Okay, sounds perfect. Let's do it.
我生来就是高山而非溪流，我育于群峰之巅，俯视平庸的沟壑。
I was built to be a mountain, not a creek.Rising to the high peaks with the small valleys at my feet.
我生来就是人杰而非草芥，我站在伟人之间，藐视卑微的懦夫。
I was born to be great, not worthless, standing on the shoulders of giants, the petty cowards beneath me.
真的感觉是一段非常豪情万丈的口号，听到我感觉也是热血澎湃。
It's really hard to imagine this slogan is from a school in the distant mountains.
Right. 不过这四句话里面呢，可能真的会有一些生词、难词。那这一部分的文本，我们也会把解析和文本一起放在我们的笔记部分。欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“奋斗”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。好了。今天呢，我们这期节目也到这里要结束啦。
So thanks everybody for listening. This is Colin.
This is Nora. See you next time.
Bye. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。